Welcome to everyone, Bezer Hashem. We're learning Shmir Salash in Shar HaTavuna, Perek Yud Beis, Shinim 203. Topic of discussion is that of the Pasuk, Zachor, remember Es Asher Asa, Hashem Alekech, the Miriam, what Hashem did to Miriam, Baderech, on the road, B'tzeischem Mitzrayim, when he left Mitzrayim, to which the Chavetz Chaim has told us, that if we say this pasuk properly, it can help. Let me say it again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us, says the Chavetz Chaim. And that's why it's in the Torah, because Hashem is saying, if you say this pasuk properly, and this is what properly means, what the Chavetz Chaim is going to teach us here. Our Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, is going to teach us what this means. Of saying it properly, it can help prevent a person from speaking Lashon Hara. The Torah Doisha wants us to mention, to say it with our mouth, as well as to think it. The tremendous punishment that comes for this bitter Aveiro of speaking Lashon Hara. We have to say it and think it. Now, why am I saying? If you're saying, are you not thinking it? Absolutely not, not necessarily. A person can say something, he's not thinking. A person can think something, he's not saying it. We have to do both together. Kidei lohoyil nafshi seinu bazeh. And the reason is that we can help ourselves as a safeguard, as a protection from speaking Lashon Hara. He brings here now the Ramban, Nachmanides, not the Rambam, the Ramban in Mitzvah Zayin. Nitztavinu liskor bapeh. We are commanded, nizkor, liskor bapeh, to mention verbally, ulohashiv elibenu, and to instill inside of our hearts, ma'asha also Hashem yis'ale, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, le'miriam to Miriam, kishadibro ba'achio, when she spoke about her brother, Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he elaborates the Ramban. This is what we should be thinking about when we say the Pasuk. Despite the fact that she was a Nevi'ah, a prophetess, and she thought she was doing this for the right reason, why should we say it bepeh and think it believe? So that we can distance ourselves from Lashon Hara. What does that mean? What it means is like this. That if she was punished, she spoke Lashon Hara, we don't want that punishment. Ah, let's remind ourselves. Wait a minute. Is this permitted to be spoken? Is this permitted to be listened to? She's a tzedekes. And nonetheless, as we're going to elaborate more on this, and we shouldn't be of those that David Melech writes in Tehillim in Kapitel Nun, Pasachov, Teshev ba'achicha sadaber beven imcha, titein doifi. We don't want to be of those that it says, you sit and against your brother you speak, the son of your mother you slander? Think about that for a second. Do you have a brother?
No more.
Okay, but you have a brother, right?
I did.
Yeah, okay. You have a sister, right? To speak Lashon Hara about a sibling? It's disgusting. It hurts us. You know, I see the way that my father loves his siblings. My parents love their siblings. to speak lashon hara about a sibling, about a brother? It hurts me to say those words. It's disgusting. And what we have to do is realize that we're all brothers and we're all sisters. We're all one. Shivim nefesh, shivim nefesh, yodim Mitzrayim. We went down to Mitzrayim, one nefesh. Not they have a different house, a different last name, and therefore we're not related. We are all related. We're brothers and sisters. Ki be'emes zechira se'isse ve'goydel anshei mevi ledei shmira mimenu. Says the Chofetz Chaim, because the truth is that when a person recalls and remembers the Iser and the great punishment that comes with speaking Lashon Hara, it will motivate him to protect himself and say, I don't want to fall into that trap. I don't want to be like that person. K'maysh zchiro b'mitzvahs esei mevi ledei kiyumon. Just like when a person remembers to do a mitzvah, so he comes to fulfill the mitzvah. Where do we see this concept? Because the pasuk says, "By tzitzu zchartem, es kol mitzvah es Hashem," and you remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Va'asisim ha'yisam, and you'll do them. As Rashi explains, zichira, remembering, brings you to do. You know, I use the Google task. You know, you go to Google Calendar, and you have schedule an event, schedule a task to do. So I saw 25 things I haven't done yet. It's on my list to take care of. And I keep on adding to the list. And it's there, and it's reminding me. Hopefully, every day, you know, knock down a few. And you prioritize. On our spiritual task list for every single day, this is what is on our list. That what? Zechiras Maisa Miriam. What happened to Miriam Hanaviyah? To remind ourselves not to fall in the same Aveira that she did.